As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're going to empower you. That's what we like to do here. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I got a great show. We're going to be talking about the fertility dive. We're reading about more and more in the scientific journals and things. A lot of scientists are worried about, you know, male and female fertility not being what it once was. So, and they're scratching their heads as to what's the cause of it. We're going to talk about that and how we can protect ourselves. Also, we're going to be talking about migraine headaches and some other things if we get time. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. And I hope everybody had a great 4th of July, had a good time, saw a lot of family and friends, had some good food, and just relaxed. Well, in the devotional today, we're going to read about the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of knowledge. So behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him and upon them that hope in his mercy. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the holy is understanding. Be mercy and truth. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth and all with all your heart, for consider how great things he has done for you. That's the truth. You know, God doesn't owe us anything, and we owe him everything. So hit the knees, seek Lord's face, mind time, it grows short, because that is the way. Now, without further ado, let's do the quack report. Alrighty, quack report's a little brief today. And this one is about Facebook. You know what they're doing? Anybody out there have Facebook? I don't have Facebook. And I'm proud to say I don't. Facebook is purging health freedom accounts. So any Facebook that talks about natural health and nutrition or alternative medicine is being squashed on Facebook. So Health Freedom Idaho complained that a lot of their pages went disappearing with the censorship efforts of the folks at Facebook. Millions of followers were on their pages, and they're gone. So natural cures, that's not pharmaceutical medicine, all organic health pages, living traditionally pages, anything with these terms, meditation. Also, those pages are going bye-bye. It's a shutdown for you. Apparently, if it doesn't promote pharmaceutical drugs, you're considered fake news. They're on Facebook. So if you've been missing some things on Facebook, that's the reason. They're editing. They're just taking it out of there. So, well, and that makes sense to me, because over in Europe, the European Union countries, they're not allowed to discuss natural ways to heal yourself. It's illegal. It is illegal. Frank says, time to get rid of Facebook. Yeah, why give them all the power? Right? You've got other ways. Think. Sit down, put your thinking cap on, and be strong and healthy out there. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Alrighty, thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to be talking about the fertility dive that's happening. It's not just here in the United States. It's global. Well, with the exception of a few areas, which we're going to talk about. You know, more medical information really is reporting on this crisis with regard to fertility problems in men and women. And some recent research is pointing to, you know, proteins that can inhibit the health of the reproductive system. Well, we'll check that. And the problem really isn't just the United States, as I mentioned. Fertility rates are declining globally. So we're going to see what's going on, what we can discover, and why it could be happening, and how we can protect ourselves. I know a lot of people talk about the plastics and stuff that are endocrine inhibitors. So we're going to talk about that. But, you know, let's look at some of the reports, because sperm fertility has been measured for years, and what they are seeing is in North America, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand, is that male sperm counts are declining. They're down. So what science looks for in male fertility are the number of sperm and the vitality of the sperm. You know, how active they are and strong. So in 2011, it was reported that since 1970, a male sperm vitality has declined by 52% and sperm count by about 59%. So according to the medical science, there should be millions of sperm in just a millimeter of semen. Now, healthy sperm can actually survive in the female reproductive tract more than 5 days. Now, based on the analysis of 185 studies from the 1970s to present, in the United States, Brazil, Denmark, Israel, and Spain, men are losing sperm concentration by 1.4% to 1.6% each year. And they report that in other regions of the world, like Africa and Asia, there's actually no significant declines in sperm concentration and sperm count at all. And that's something. Now, normal sperm count is referred to as about 200 million sperm per millimeter. I'm sorry, milliliter. So low sperm count really is considered between 15 to 25 million per milliliter. Now, another Danish study that was done in 1992, it was called the Carlson study, and it analyzed sperm counts over a 50-year period in 61 studies, and it concluded the same trajectory of decline as we're seeing in the most recent studies. So, you know, this was, you know, back in 92. So, you know, we're talking, what, 26 years ago, something like that? All right, here's a quote from Dr. Haggai Levine. He's with the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, and he was involved in a lot of these analysis of the fertility studies. He says, the high proportion of men in Western and industrialized countries with sperm concentrations below 40 million per milliliter is particularly concerning. Sperm concentrations at this and below is this threshold is associated with decreased conception. End of quote. So why the lower sperm counts? According to the researchers, there's mixed conclusions, opinions as to why this is happening. But after sophisticated study of the findings, Dr. Levine is convinced that it's our toxic age that we live in with all too many chemicals, he says, is really disrupting the reproductive organs. He gave some examples of these chemicals, pesticides, lead, fire retardants, tobacco chemicals, and alcohol. So these and others are either increase or decreasing hormone production, and the endocrine system becomes dysfunctional. So biomarkers are showing that constant exposure to chemicals like this can cause the male body not to manufacture as much sperm on a daily basis. Now, other influences discussed by science were lifestyle, stress, and obesity. However, they failed to evaluate the chemical disruptors in endocrine and the chemical disruptions to the endocrine system via vaccines and prescription drugs. Here is a quote from Richard Sharp. He's the professor at Edinburgh University. He says, we have no treatments for improving sperm production for infertile men, and we have no idea about what is the definite cause of the condition, end of quote. Another problem that has really increased with the fertility problem is testicular cancer has gone up almost side by side with infertility decline. So let's look at the Western women that are over the age of 32, because other findings regarding the female side is women 32 years of age or older are finding it much more difficult to conceive. And by the time a woman is 40 or older, her chances of conceiving are decreased by 50%. So as women wait to start families after the age of 30, there is little time to really take advantage of reproductive techniques like artificial infertilization and others. So the declining sperm counts continuing to drop indicates that it is more and more likely couples will end up childless. So the researchers at Princeton University released some research that they found with regard to female fertility. They identified a protein that contributes to poor egg quality. So when science blocked the protein, the eggs had improved success by about 10%. So the study involved women over 30, and the research suggests that the treatments could block the protein and could extend the female's reproductive years as much as 6 years. Now, the research was published in the January 2018 journal Current Biology, and this research compared the genes and proteins in healthy young females and also those in their 30s. So the young women had high-quality eggs, and as the eggs age, they are degraded, they say, by these proteins. Now, researchers have also experimented by blocking the protein, but they've experimented on worms, and they said they got good results. But, you know, worms and humans, they're not the same. No, they're not. Well, let's look at some of these endocrine disruptors real quick, all important, because we often forget The chemicals in birth control pills and other medications could be huge hormone disruptors. So while the world fights over the endocrine disruptors in plastic, what about the flu shots that we're given each year or the pills that we swallow each day prescribed by physicians? So in 2012, there was this big report. It was 289 pages. And the title was State of the Science of Endocrine Disruption Chemicals. Yeah, there's a science to disrupting your endocrine system, see. And the report had complex data on hormone-disrupting chemicals. They call them EDCs. And the report confirmed that hormonal contraceptives are EDCs. They disrupt your endocrine system. Here's a quote from the Science of Endocrine Disruption Chemical Report. They say the EDC alters function. Let's see if you understand this. I want you to listen real closely to this quote. See if you catch it. The EDCs alter function of the endocrine system, causing adverse health effects in organ and its progeny subpopulation. End of quote. Did you catch that? Did any of you catch it? Prodigy. Exactly, Frank. Frank's on his toes over there. Contraceptives affect the unborn is the point. Therefore, you're going to have generation after generation with weaker endocrine systems that produce inferior sperm and eggs. And it also means it produces other adverse health effects, and the report listed them. Thyroid disorders, cardiovascular disease, bone disorders, metabolic disorders like diabetes, immune system dysfunction, and cancer. So the report also included the contraceptive chemicals also found in pesticides, pharmaceuticals, and personal care products. They may all include a contraceptive chemical called ethyl estradiol, which is a synthetic estrogen, or they may include levoergestrel, which is a synthetic progesterone. So scientific reports have also investigated the estrogenic effects and their role in breast cancer. So do you think it's a coincidence that young American women ages 25 to 39 also have experienced increased risk in breast cancer since 1976? Don't think so. So what's in the shot may be also very important to you. Some girls go get those once a year contraceptive shots. You know, oh my word, right? Definitely an endocrine disruptor for sure. But what's in one of these shots I want to go over, because you know, there's been some controversy overseas that the tetanus vaccine has been redesigned to include HCG inhibitors made to make the female's body allergic to pregnancy and not allow a fertilized egg to attach to the uterine wall. Well, guess what? The U.S. National Library of Medicine and the Institutes of Health confirmed that the tetanus vaccine is an antibody or anti-fertility treatment, and they testified to that April 7th, 1989. It was supposed to be used for animals, but was tested on humans in Kenya and India. So the research is also confirmed, you know, that the vaccine does have adverse effects on the body, causing carcinoma of the prostate and reducing sperm antigens. So when they give it to men or male children, that's what you're going to get. Well, let's look at that vaccine a little bit, because the public, especially parents of young kids, they're told, hey, tetanus is a killer bacterium. Certainly, it is a bacterium that can produce some risk, but it is not as prevalent today as it once was, and it's not absolute that you would contract tetanus and you would die from it. So the statistics show that you have the odds in your favor of surviving a tetanus infection by 82%. And what we're not told is that the victims of tetanus bacteria are usually the very poor, and in most cases they are malnourished, and that works against them. So their health and their hygiene are typically a very low standards, and they're more vulnerable to infection. So if you're taking the vaccine, you are really injecting the tetanus bacteria into your blood system. So we're not told that of the cases in which those that are vaccinated with tetanus vaccine later contract the disease and the vaccine really didn't protect them. So in 1988, there was this sero survey in which older kids, 10 to 16, already vaccinated with the tetanus vaccine were tested to find if they had any protective antibodies. So in 1979, the study of a sample of 1,900 adults that were 20 years of age, 386 of them were found not to be vaccinated with tetanus. So if we do the math, we find that 200 million Americans, roughly 60%, did not have tetanus protection and did not contract or die from tetanus. You have 260 times greater chance of dying from, let's say, tuberculosis, really. So modern medicine really doesn't think healthy individuals and the human immune system is really capable of protecting you from diseases like tetanus. Now, according to science, the tetanus vaccine contains a weak form of the tetanus and is not attenuated bacteriuli, no live bacteria spore, which would be the reason for the immune system to produce an antibody. Really, we've talked about this before. There's really no live dead vaccines. They're lying to you. Okay, they're all pretty much live stuff. So it is a complete. Well, it's in complete insanity to really inject anything like that right into your bloodstream thinking it's going to protect you. Think about this. Did God expect you to do that? No. Another fact that it would take a healthy immune system 7 to 14 days after exposure to a tetanus bacteria to produce any antibody. So getting a tetanus shot will have really no effect. Here is a quote from Dr. Vera Schraubiner, vaccine researcher. She says there are only 12 cases of tetanus on average a year in Australia, and half of them occur in fully vaccinated people. Dr. Maurice Storn and Dr. Philip Anker, Department of Plant Physiology, University of Geneva, say biological substances entering directly into your bloodstream could become part of your human genetic structure. End of quote. You're going to pass that on to your kid. I'm not the healthy antibody type either. So, I mean, if you went from an unhealthy to a healthy diet in 7 days, scientific evidence suggests it changes your DNA. So injecting your bloodstream with toxins like that, what do you suppose that does to your DNA in 7 days? Well, the sad thing is, you know, public schools and colleges require booster tetanus shots for attendance. So, therefore, a lot of middle school, high school, and even college students are going to be getting armfuls of this vaccine. Well, you know, it's real important to do detox prevention, basically. One way to remove a lot of these toxins in your tissues is to use a lot of medicinal herbs that help purge them. So you have the power to remove heavy metals and radioactive particles and pharmaceutical residues and other types of contaminants. You also have the power to feed your endocrine system nutrition it needs to restore its balance. So if you want to learn how to do that, you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs for their organic herbal organ cleanses and also their male and female herbs for hormonal system health, okay? So this isn't like hormonal treatment replacement therapy like you're thinking of with modern medicine. That's not what it is. This is plant nutrition that feeds the endocrine system the nutrition it needs so it can balance and heal itself and produce the hormones that are in the right amounts for you at your particular time of life. So if you'd like to know how you can do that, because it's not hard, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And if you want to visit their website, it's thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. So don't forget the T-H-E and the word powerherbs.com to get there. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. It puts the power back in your hands. And God says from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. So why aren't you using them? God can't lie. All right. So if you want a free catalog, you can ask for that. You can download a free catalog off their website or ask one to be mailed to you free of charge. That's fine. Also, tomorrow, the 6th of July, is the last day of their 4th of July sale. So if you want to partake of that, orders over $50 will get 15% off and free U.S. ground ship. And that will end on Friday at midnight Eastern Standard Time. So take advantage of that. Get an order in, or at least get a catalog so you can see what it is you can do. You know, you got lots you can do. All righty. I know we're going to be coming up to a break, but we're going to talk about migraines a little bit. From time to time, I get calls about that. And so if you have periodic headaches, especially if you have one on just one side of your head, that's really what classifies as a migraine. About 90% of us get at least one disabling headache a year. There's about 16 to 17% worldwide that suffer from migraines at least sometime in their life. And the WHO, the World Health Organization, says about 300 million people worldwide have migraines. They're suffering from that. So a lot of the symptoms, well, if you go to a neurologist, they'll say a third of the patients have migraines. Most migraines are between the ages of, their patients are 25 to 50. About 60% of the migraines end up just being on one side of the head and reoccur on that same side each time they have it. And most people that suffer from these migraines have a lot of nausea. About 80% have also sensitivity to light and noise, maybe double vision. And about 45% have autonomic symptoms, which include a lot of congestion, redness of their eyes. So you may have an odd migraine where it's a silent migraine. Have you had those where it'll give you lots of visual disturbances and sensitivity to light, but you don't have the pain associated with a migraine? You have other symptoms. Neurologists get far more than anyone else, about 57% of them, actually, neurologists have migraines. They get them at some point in their life as well. So if you're a neurologist, the odds of you having migraines is higher than the rest of us folks. anyway, I used to work for neurologists, so I find that very interesting. Some of the triggers, be careful, that can bring on migraines, if you're sensitive, are weather changes, stress, a lot of alcohol, chocolate, caffeine, some various types of foods. Also, females get them around their menstrual cycle. Crying can bring on a migraine. Also, if you miss a meal, if you're fasting, look out. You could bring on a migraine, so be aware of that. I can see by the clock we're going to take a little break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, what your options are to helping yourself not have migraines. How about that? So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options, coming up next.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Fresh as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about migraines and what we can do about them. You know, billions of dollars, people spend billions of dollars a year on treatments, going to the doctor, and, you know, all they get is pain pills. And then after a while, those pain pills don't work, and then they're left with nothing. Doctors can do nothing. And there's a lot of loss of productivity at work because of migraine headaches. About 39% of the migraine sufferers will have anywhere from 1 to 12 migraines in a year. 38% will have 1 to 3 each month. 37% may have 1 a week. And 11% get 2 to 6 per week. So the brain is a wonderful organ, and according to Robert Frost, it starts working the moment you get up in the morning and stops when you enter the office. It's cute. Well, what about the treatment plan? Well, like I said, the drugs, they work for a short time, and then what happens is you get rebound effect where they don't work, and then you have migraines worse than when you started. And I worked for a neurologist, and we saw a lot of migraine sufferers, and the doctor just shrugs his shoulder after a while. You know, I can't give you any more prescription than what I already have, and if it's not working anymore, oh well, there's nothing I can do for you. And these people are just, you know, left with excruciating pain and dysfunction. Migraines really are a sign. A lot could be wrong in the body. It could be emotional or physical or both. So a lot of times it's very helpful to do toxin removal. A lot of times it's toxicity that's bothering your brain and you just didn't know it. So I would do, if it were me, I would do system cleanses. That means I would do bowel, kidney, bladder, liver, gallbladder, and blood system is always last. And then if I was looking for a natural way to manage my migraines while I transition and, you know, get the toxins out, well, then I would use a natural form. And by the way, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have several headache formulas. One of them is a vascular headache one, which is very good, so you can check that out. They do have a tension headache as well as a stress headache and a regular anti-inflammatory pain formula, so you have options there if you don't want to start on the drug therapy, and I encourage you to investigate them very thoroughly and pray about it. God will lead you in the right direction. All right, so we're going to be talking about also, since we were on the fertility subject, I want to talk about this. I mentioned it the first segment of the show, the injections sometimes females get, that they get. Well, females also, a lot of them don't like their menstrual cycle. You know, the millennials and stuff today, if you can give them a shot that takes the monthly period away, they're happy campers. So the female menstrual cycle is often referred to as the period, and it's really the body's way of preparing for childbirth each month or for pregnancy each month when a female is of the age to conceive. So the cycle is regulated by hormones, of course. So later in life, as women approach menopause, the hormones change and the cycle becomes less and less frequent. So eventually there's really no longer a menstrual cycle as for the postmenopausal women. And she is typically no longer able to bear children. So women have really dealt with their monthly cycle, which, you know, could sometimes be inconvenient. However, it's, you know, kind of a necessity if you want to have procreation, if you want, you know, to have children. Now, since 1992, women have been given this option by the pharmaceutical giants to get rid of their monthly period with what is called a hormone injection. So this injection acts like a birth control. It manipulates hormones, but it also prevents the monthly period from occurring. I already know this isn't good. It works against God's creation. And, but, you know, research the treatment, document what the long-term side effects could be, and, you know, what options are out there, you know, to make periods as comfortable. You know, I talked to someone just this week about, well, it was a husband. We were on the subject of the wife and her menstrual cycle. And he kind of knew, you know, it was somewhat regular, not always on time, you know, because his wife's been sick and it's, you know, off. And whenever you get sick, it throws the cycle off and you're late by a day or two. Well, that's normal, actually. When you're sick, it impacts the hormones and everything is off. He also knew that she would have more than a seven-day period. And I'm like, more than 7 days. Well, he was shocked to learn that a normal menstrual period is 3 days, not five, not seven, not ten. He didn't know that. And some women don't even know that. So we have, again, hormone disruption causing all kinds of problems. All right, so they get this shot. And, well, we're going to look into it as to what it's going to do to them. Long-term, not a good thing. Well, in 1992, this drug manufacturer, Pfizer, said, hey, I got this new type of birth control that's in an injection. It's a 3 to 6 month treatment. It alters the female hormonal system, and the injection is advertised to be more effective at preventing pregnancy than birth control pill itself. And the product is called Depo Provera. It contains a synthetic progesterone, and this synthetic hormone is designed to stop the ovaries from releasing eggs. And women are treated every 3 months with this injection, which costs about $100. And it's said to be 99% effective. It's also promoted as having additional benefits, It stops a woman's period so she doesn't have to bother with the discomfort associated with menstrual cycle. So now this is a product has two dual advertising modes. One is, hey, you don't want a menstrual cycle? No problem. Roll up your sleeve. Hey, you don't want to take birth control pills? No problem. I got this injection. Roll up your sleeve. So multifaceted type of vaccine. It also is promoted to having some additional benefits about, you know, stopping the period, and it touts that it has no side effects, with the exception of, you know, a few things that are not even considered mentioning, according to pharmaceutical companies. So they'll say, hey, you know, you don't want a period, no problem, and you're tired of bleeding anyway, and it causes women to have low iron, so let's just get rid of that problem for you, and let's give you this shot. So the patients who are not good candidates for something to receive a drug like this are people who are experiencing vaginal bleeding, liver disease, kidney disease, and even cancer, or if they're already pregnant. Now, the drug is also given to women who have endometriosis. They've been giving it to them since 1967. And they're interested in the fact that the drug's manufacturer actually was denied FDA approval to sell the drug as a birth control or menstrual deterrent in the 70s. You know, so they didn't get approval till 1992. So at first you don't succeed, right? You have to wonder what happened to change the minds at the FDA, right? Well, let's look at the side effects. The one's not even worth mentioning, according to Big Pharma. Drugs always have side effects. Hey, the ultimate side effect is what? Death. That's the ultimate side effect, right? Most women receive literature on this birth control anti-period drug as having maybe the loss of a menstrual period. That's a plus. That's how it's promoted. You may have a little weight gain, 5 to 10 pounds a year, but that's not a big deal. You may have a headache or a little dizziness, or you may even feel a little depressed, or have abdominal pain, or maybe slight bone loss. But hey, we got drugs for that. That's what patients hear. Now, the World Health Organization has a warning. There's additional side effects, so we're going to look at this big picture here. Therefore, the World Health Organization is recommending women do their due diligence regarding the health risks of any drug, including this one, and they may even recommend limiting its use. So according to the WHO, with the assistance of medical eligibility, the criteria and contraceptive use facility of family planning and reproductive health care, they've detailed the list of why Depo-Provera is really not a good choice, maybe shouldn't be used due to the health risks outweigh the advantages. Yes, Frank's pointing out 5 to 10 pounds a year over 20 years, that's 100 pounds. Oh, thank you, Magical Engineer Frank, for that math lesson. All right, so here's the broadened list that the WHO would like us to see. This shot would give you itching and a rash. Oh, my goodness. It's going to take me a while to read the list here. Nausea and bloating, changes in appetite, feeling tired, swelling of your ankles and feet, acne. Oh, I bet you female patients aren't told that. Hot flashes, menopause symptoms. Well, of course, you're stopping a menstrual cycle. It's creating, you know, a premenopausal position. Breast tenderness, bone pain, dark urine, yellowing of the eyes and skin, which means the liver is being affected. Seizures, shortness of breath or rapid breathing. Chest, jaw, or left arm pain indicating heart attack. Unusual sweating, confusion, sudden vision changes, fainting, allergic reactions like swelling of the face, lips, tongue, and throat. Slurred speech or weakness on one side of the body, which would indicate what? Stroke. Breast nipple discharge indicating breast cancer. Multiple risks to arterial cardiovascular diseases, deep vein thrombosis or pulmonary emboli, blood clots in your lungs. Unexplained vaginal bleeding indicates serious conditions. Breast cancer, when there is no prior history within 5 years, especially in patients under the age of 35. Liver disease, like viral hepatitis, cirrhosis of the liver, and liver tumors. Elevated levels of estrogen, called hypoestrogenic effect, which increases your risk of heart attack. High blood pressure and various vascular diseases. Ischemic heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and nephropathy, if I can speak the word. Delayed return of fertility after you stop the drug. If a patient has asthma, you shouldn't use the drug. If a patient uses tobacco or alcohol or has any eating disorders, should not use this drug. And if a patient's taking drugs for depression, diabetes, heart or blood pressure, also should not use this drug. Wow. Well, that was just, you know, an amazing list, aside from, you know, the average, you know, weight gain headache thing, right? Well, in 2004, though, the FDA did issue a black box warning for this drug. So bone density was their main concern, as the drug, you know, strips minerals out of the body and affects the bone health. The American College for Obstetricians and Gynecologists acknowledged the side effects and asked patients to weigh those negative effects against the unintended pregnancy to justify its use. Now, however, the FDA recommends women not use the product longer than 2 years. So there goes that 100-pound theory there, Frank. You're only supposed to use it 2 years. An interesting twist, though, is the drug is that it's given, get this, they give this thing to male sex offenders as a chemical castration. Frank, what do you think of that? They'll give them a synthetic estrogen. Now, if female patients receive too high a dose of the Depo-Provera synthetic estrogen, it's going to inhibit their follicle development, and it's going to prevent ovulation. So if you get too much, it's a sterilization drug, see? So hair loss is also a risk as well. And the drug changes the cervical mucosus lining and inhibits sperm from penetrating, and it also creates the uterine lining atrophy. Well, that's not good. Your uterus atrophies, increases your risk of HIV. So the drug is pretty much a real threat to female health, and not with a 10-foot pole, not even with a moonshot, you know, jet to the moon would I even touch this thing. Let's look at some of the mainstream reports. You know, ABC News reported on Depo-Provera in 2009. Seems that women taking it prior to menopause and then wanting to come off the drug struggled with a lot of withdrawal effects. In one case, a 48-year-old experienced a lot of menopausal symptoms, came off the drug, and then for 8 months experienced like this overwhelming withdrawal symptom that included severe nausea, dry heaves, fatigue, and breast tenderness. So the symptoms were also so acute that her doctor put her back on the drug. And the patient stated she would not recommend the drug to anyone, according to the reporter of ABC News. When patients reported side effects, quote, the doctors just shrugged their shoulders at the patient complaints, end of quote. And by the way, acute dry heaves was never mentioned in the side effects by the drug manufacturer, but was evident in the clinical trial reports of the drug. Here is a quote from Dr. Paul Kaplan, University of Oregon. He's a gynecologist. He says, the studies on Depo-Provera have been on its effectiveness and not about long-term use, particularly because it's unusual to be on it for longer than 4 to 6 years. In a 2008 study, he says, in the Journal of Heart and Circulatory Physiology, any synthetic progesterone showed a link to vascular diseases in premenopausal women, end of quote. That's not good, you know. That's not good at all. Now, one problem is that doctors are prescribing this drug to teenagers who forget to take their birth control pills, and their parents don't want them to get pregnant. So there are really no studies available that evaluate patients on this drug for, let's say, 15 years or more. Yet it's going to become a common practice to put patients on this drug at younger ages just for that effect. Now, according to the ABC News report, women who were on the drug for just 2 years reported serious side effects and withdrawal symptoms. So it would appear that the longer you're on it, the harder it is to get off of it. Well, you know, now, according to doctors and the drug companies, women who use the Depo-Provera may have difficulty getting pregnant within 10 months after they discontinue using it. And women who women are told that their fertility will return to normal in about 6 to 10 months after they stop the injection treatment. However, there are reports of women trying to conceive 2 to 5 years after they stopped getting the injections and still cannot conceive. So these women were told by their doctors that their infertility issue was not caused by the drug, and that the possible side effect of permanent infertility from this drug is not supported by research. I bet you it was in the research, it's just not reported by research. So, you know, to say to these women, they're extremely frustrated, to say the least, and it's clear that the women are not ovulating 2 years after the drug therapy has stopped. You know, well, I mean, you know, okay, uterus has atrophied, ovaries shut down by this synthetic hormone, and the manufacturing plant was shuttered, okay? So it makes total sense to me. You're going to have fertility issues later. You're not going to ovulate. And, you know, the real risk is the uterine inner lining with that atrophies, and it won't support life anymore. You know, even if your ovaries do come back online and start producing eggs, popping them out, they got nowhere to go. There's really no studies supporting, you know, that the drug manufacturer of Pro-Provera is harmful. That they're not convinced this is a harmful drug at all. Really, it's really a sterilization drug if you think about it. For some women, especially a lot of them. The other thing we should look at is the Planned Parenthood and the insurance plans under the Affordable Care Act. They generate more profit using the Depo-Provera injected drug than from the use of condoms and birth control pills and IUDs combined. What does that tell you? Always follow the money. So there is a reason the human body has these organs and has the functions they do. When you interfere with them without any good cause, you know, God's design is going to have, you're going to have consequences. You are. So discarding your period just because it's inconvenient will ruin the female's chances of having children later on. And it's essentially a chemical hysterectomy is what you're getting. What would you expect by forcing the body into premature menopause? What would you expect? And, of course, they're not telling patients that. But, okay, so what do you expect from healthcare that has its roots in pharmakia, which means witchcraft? What do you expect? Now, there are more young women on the coroner's slab these days due to the use of these birth control pills and shots than ever before. You know, in such cases, when you see the death certificate, it lists the cause of death as cardiovascular and or pulmonary related causes. So the birth control medicines cause blood clots. And in 2013, the Canadian Broadcasting Company reported that Bayer paid over $1 billion to settle lawsuits on their birth control pills, which killed women, young women. So in 2010, the British Medical Journal did report that there were 52 deaths per 100,000 women when they take birth control pills, the oral or injected kind, including the transdermal patch. So, if you think it's just a little patch, it's nothing.
Well, it's something.
Their statistics show that there are more deaths among women on birth control in the age group of 39 years of age. And we're in our third generation of birth control medications, and compared to the first generation of birth control, more women are dying. Okay, compared to the old birth control drugs. Here's a quote from the British Medical Journal, March 2010. The level of mortality seen in different parts of the world will depend on factors such as levels of oral concentration use, duration of use, age at stopping, and prevalence of disease, end of quote. Now, the NBC 2005 report on the transdermal birth control patch, in which the FDA noticed problems in the product before it went to market but eventually declared it safe, the Associated Press also obtained reports that the patch offered women a 3 times higher risk of blood clots and dying from them. In 2014, it was the 50th anniversary of birth control pills, and it makes you think about birth control differently, doesn't it? Not so much a family planning tool, but a type of voluntary sterilization and population reduction treatment. And you know what works without risk, and it's 100% safe and 100% at preventing pregnancy? Do you know what that is? Abstinence. Yeah. Now, there are some herbs that help women with childbirth and nursing. I would never advocate using herbs for things like birth control or abortion. So that would be contrary to what God says we should do to be fruitful and multiply. So you can read about a lot of these herbs. There's a book called The Power Herbs that I wrote. It has a whole section on moms. And you can read about the herbs that help with nursing and breastfeeding and when it's time to wean, what helps with that. So that's on our website at thepowerherbs.com. And it is $14.99. And it's about 400 pages and has a herb reference guide in it. But it is only in an ebook format now. So it's in a PDF, Kindle, or iPad format. So it's not in a hard copy. But you can pick it up there at thepowerherbs.com for under $15. If you're there and you want to sign up for the newsletters as well, there's a couple of them that will go out to your email address each week if you want, and they're free of charge, so you can check that out under the Books and Newsletters tab as well. And don't forget, this is coming down to the last few days of the 4th of July sale here at thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs is offering 15% off your order and free ground ship in the United States on orders of $50 or more. Details on the homepage at thepowerherbs.com, or you can call and ask for the discount over the phone, or if you want to mail in an order, get it postmarked by the 6th and write July 18 as your discount code to get the discount. And I can see I am just out of time. Of course, I'll be back next week. And the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare before using any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.